Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, your go-to podcast for Arizona Wildcats football, basketball news, Arizona Bowl news. What else we got, Greg?
Chase Headley to the Padres.
The Colo Guard Classic. We've got all sorts of things. I'm Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley here with Greg Hansen. We were off last week, Greg, and so welcome back and thank you for talking sports with me. A couple quick things, and then we'll let you go. Arizona pounded another non-conference cupcake last night. Certainly more of a brand name school coming to Tucson here on Thursday. What do you make of UConn?
I think they're an average team in of Power Five conferences.
Right.
You know, maybe not as good as Oregon, but pretty close.
Okay. For an Arizona team, what does Arizona need to show you here to prove that they're ready for, Arizona State in a week and a half?
Well, last chance.
Yeah.
Will Sean Miller try to incorporate Emmanuel Acott more this week?
Right.
In that game. And I don't know the size of the UConn front line, but I'm curious to see what develops now with Dusan Ristić.
Right.
To me, that's about the number one storyline coming up.
To me, and with Ristić, it's funny. I think he's... I like some of the things that he brings to the court a little bit. It seems like he shot outside more in previous years than he has this year. But I liked his ability to shoot it. I think he has a nice deft touch.
Oh,
But defensively, it's what do they say? He's making progress. he's not very good. And that almost means that you can't have he and DeAndre Ayton on the floor at the same time, which really hamstrings them, I think.
But the first guy to recognize that has to be Sean Miller. He surely recognizes that.
Of course, yes.
So why are they still together?
Well, who else can you put at the four? Keep in mind, the last I saw of Keanu Pinder was 2 games ago where he screwed up so badly on defense twice that Sean Miller called timeouts specifically to banish him to the bench. I'm not sure Pinder's played well enough to justify big minutes. Ira Lee, we've talked about this before. I like him. To me, he is a body type that they have not had too many guys. They haven't had too many guys who look like him. I mean, he's got a little Mike Wright in him to me. Big lower half, rebounds, putbacks, kind of knows his role. Maybe he's a guy who develops.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how it goes. I think someday Ira Lee could be like a Judd Bushler, first team all conference player. But When it gets down to it later in the year, you've got to have, and Sean Miller is so far ahead of me, he's got to have a plan without Dusan Ristić in it.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure this is something Sean Miller has thought of. Again, Ristić played a lot the last couple of years because he had that defensive help, right? Because you had big guys who were able to step in and maybe foul somebody, help out if Ristić was out of position. Fill in for him. The problem is unless Ayton improves drastically on defense, suddenly you have two guys who really need some help.
It's funny, this really hasn't been a topic until this year because he had old Mount Rushmore, Caleb Tarsuski, standing next to him.
Right.
All those years.
Right.
And suddenly this year, it's not like that.
No. To me, that's really interesting. I think the point guard position is something we're going to be monitoring and talking about all year.
Oh, yeah.
Parker Jackson Cartwright has been fine. I really liked Alex Barcelo, but obviously that ankle sprain from before the New Mexico game could linger. And then you wonder about his ability to challenge for more minutes at that position. You wonder if Trier slides over and plays a little bit more point guard like he did before they went to Europe. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that Parker Jackson Cartwright can keep up these minutes without either a big drop-off in production or an injury.
I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but when Kevin O'Neill talks on the Pac-12 Network,
right.
I like what he says most of the time. Mm-hmm. And last week he talked about that
right.
after the New Mexico game. And he said Parker Cartwright has to have his minutes cut.
Right.
And Alonzo Trier has to play more point guard if Arizona is going to emerge in March.
Right.
I thought that was right.
Right. Well, it's weird because we've now talked about, presumably, two of their five starters as being guys who maybe need to not play so much.
Yep.
And if that's the case, who steps in those minutes? I mean, Emmanuel Aycott takes two steps forward and one step back. Ira Lee is a guy I'm not sure we've seen enough on him to know. Dylan Smith has been in and out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. They have a couple players in Trier and in Ayton who are as good as anybody maybe that's ever played for Sean Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of other guys were sitting there kind of wondering if maybe they should shuffle in backups. It's strange.
You know, against smaller teams like Arizona State, I think Raleigh Hawkins will play the four.
Yep.
He can hold his own against almost anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to drive in the lane against Raleigh Hawkins.
No. So, I mean, this is all window dressing leading up to that ASU game.
Right.
When is UConn playing at McHale Center been window dressing?
For ASU. When in the history of Arizona basketball has everybody been like, well, let's get through this game because ASU is coming up next?
In the 70s, that was it.
Wow. What do you make of them?
I've watched them now about three times, and I haven't been impressed with their opponents.
Right. Even Kansas isn't really vintage Kansas. Yeah.
That's what came through in the Kansas game to me more. I was impressed with Arizona State, but I was so unimpressed with Kansas.
Right.
You know, Arizona State's overranked right now.
Right.
And it's easy to see why.
Oh, yeah.
People love the flavor of the month stuff.
Right. Well, and they're undefeated.
Yeah.
They're undefeated. Who have they played? And, I mean, it's like in college football. In week five, if Minnesota's 5-0, they're going to be ranked 4th or 12th, and they should probably be ranked 20th.
Yep.
Right? But whether or not ASU's top five in the country, to me, is irrelevant. The fact is, they're a player in the Pac-12 now.
Yes. To me, this is one of the most fun developments in the league forever because, believe it or not, no travel partners have ever finished 1-2 in the league.
No.
Ever.
Whoa.
Not since the Pac-10 started in 1978. Not USC and UCLA. Nobody.
Wow, that's a stat.
So this...
Cal Stanford?
They've been close. They've been first and third, but never first and second.
Wow.
It would be... I mean, if Arizona State finish 1-2 in this league in whatever order this year, it'll be one of the best stories in Pac-12 basketball ever.
Absolutely. GH, this is the last podcast we're going to do before Christmas. I'm going to rapid-fire Christmas questions at you.
All right.
Ready? Real or fake tree in the Hansen household?
Fake. That means you can leave it up till the Super Bowl.
Agreed. I'm with you. I'm also a fake tree guy. Wrapping paper or a bag?
Well, if you saw the way I wrapped it... You know, have you wrapped bags?
Yeah.
Can you get them?
No, I'm horrible at it. My wife.
Women can. Why can women do it?
My wife is fantastic at it, and I make her do it every year, and then she grouses about it. I go, well, you want to see how my wrapping looks?
Don't they laugh about it?
Yes. So you wrap it in tissue. So you tissue paper, then you just put it in a bag, right?
Exactly.
I think that's a guy.
But you put colorful paper.
Well, yeah, sure. It looks a little bit.
So when my wife does it Christmas morning, she looks at the bags I wrap and just starts laughing.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't have to put your name on there. We know who it's from.
Eggnog, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs down. Thumbs
really?
Down.
Why?
Man, eggnog. Are you kidding? Have you ever tasted it?
Yes.
And you still
with,
like
with
it?
Or without booze. I don't even like it. I prefer it without booze, believe it or not. Because if there's going to be booze, just give me the booze. But yeah, I like eggnog. Like two or three 4-ounce glasses, the week of Christmas, yes.
I like the word eggnog and the spirit of eggnog, but I haven't tasted it since I was about 11.
Wow. What do you guys do for Christmas dinner?
Almost like Thanksgiving dinner, but not as formal.
So turkey?
I'm a turkey guy.
Yeah,
big like turkey guy.
I'm a leftover sandwich guy with the stuffing.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go turkey stuffing.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm trying a prime rib this year. We're gonna see how that goes.
I want pictures of that.
It may be the most money I've ever spent on a food item before.
I don't know how you carried it out of the store.
Yeah, and something that wasn't distilled. Yeah, it's it's $65. Just don't screw it up. Okay. Last but not least, let's see Christmas stuff. Christmas lights. What is your Christmas light situation?
Oh, they were turned on about 2.5 weeks ago, and it is, I leave them on all day.
Okay,
yeah. The inside lights, mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than to turn all the lights off, set Christmas lights, sit right in front of the TV.
Right.
And now that it's colder, you can turn on the fireplace.
Yes.
Even though it gets too warm right mm-hmm. away, mm-hmm. and just soak it in, and watch It's a Wonderful Life.
So, okay, now that you've brought it up, tell the people, Greg, what channel do you love? What kinds of movies do you love this time of year?
Oh, Hallmark Channel, 185 and 187, two of them. And the shows are so bad. They are so bad. Have you seen them?
Yes.
You can't even watch, but I keep watching them.
It's always like something, something, something for Christmas.
Yeah.
Candace Cameron Bure stars as a small town veterinarian.
I've seen that one three times.
Well, and there's the formula to it. Chime in here. The formula is always, right, small town blank. Or girl returns to hometown, yes, which is yes. small, falls in love with the guy who's yes. a station below her,
yes.
even though her family says no. Like, he's a mechanic with a 3-year-old daughter.
And it takes the whole 2 hours, find the last 3 minutes, they embrace and kiss.
Right. Yes.
And it takes all that time and all those 3-minute commercials.
Yes. They hate each other, they hate each other, they hate each other. And then the last act, they decide that actually they love each other.
And the snow is fake.
Snow
90%
is fake.
Of the time, the snow is fake.
Oh, that's terrible.
Synthetic snow.
Yes. There's a lot of small town vets, a lot of small town car mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those, yeah.
Well, there was Santa Claus in the one Candace Cameron Bure one when she was in Alaska. Bill Murray's brother was Santa Claus.
Brian Doyle Murray?
Yeah.
Really?
He was the real Santa Claus.
I love this. Oh. The whole podcast just should have been us talking about this.
I know.
This is fantastic. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. Greg Hansen, thank you for joining us. I'm Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that stuff. We'll see you next week.